Broadcast System of Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another field test program. Tonight we roam through green Sherwood Forest as we trace the story of the beloved outlaw Robin Hood. As Maid Marian, Robin Hood's sweetheart, we've cast lovely Hollis Shaw. And as the Sheriff of Nottingham, Joe Pennis.
Say, Rudy, did you say I'm going to be the sheriff?
Yes, Joe, and to make it look real, here's the badge.
The badge? Oh, boy. Look at it shine. You know, this reminds me of the first time I ever went out after a crook.
Yeah?
I trail him like a cat trails a mouse. I toyed with him like a cat toys with a mouse.
Yes, what happened?
I lost him like a cat loses a mouse.
Well, that makes me wonder. Do you think you'll make a good sheriff, Joe?
Will I make a good sheriff? He wants to know.
Well, will you?
I don't know.
Well, give me back the badge.
Oh, no, don't do that. I'll make a good sheriff.
Well, give me a for instance.
Okay, I'll give you a for instance. Now, you make believe I'm the sheriff, see? You're the crook, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now, I come up to you and I say, I'm the sheriff and you're a pinch. Then you say, why, sheriff? Then watch what I say, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm the sheriff and you're a pinch.
Ouch.
Yeah, no. You just say, why, sheriff? Then watch what I say, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm the sheriff and you're a pinch.
On what grounds?
How do I know on what grounds? My goodness, I'm just making believe. Now, will you please just say, why, sheriff? Why? W-H-Y. Sheriff. S-H. Make a policeman. Now, please, will you just say, why, sheriff? Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'm the sheriff, and you're a pinch.
Why, sheriff?
Well, because... Now you made me forget what I was going to say here.
Well, perhaps you'll recall it later, Joe, when you meet Robin Hood in Sherwood Forest.
Hey, Rudy, who is this Robin Hood?
Robin Hood is probably the most beloved outlaw who ever lived.
Yeah?
Stole from the rich and he gave it all to the poor.
He stole from the rich and gave it to the poor?
Yes.
But if he stole from the rich and gave it to the poor, then the rich would be poor and the poor would be rich. And the rich who were the poor before they were rich would be the poor who were rich before they were poor. Oh, I get it. Oh, yeah, I get it.
I thought you would. Anyway, Robin Hood was...
But on the other hand, if the poor has got poor and the poor got rich...
Never mind, Joe. The important part of the story is Robin Hood's romance with the beautiful Maid Marian.
Maid Marian? Do I play that part, too?
Oh, no, Joe. Huh? You just play the sheriff.
Oh.
For Maid Marian, we have a very lovely girl.
Ah.
Miss Hollis Shaw.
Oh, Joe.
Hello, Miss Shaw.
In case you don't know, Joe, Miss Shaw was a singing star of the musical show Very Warm for May.
Did you say Very Warm for May?
Yes.
Pretty hot for September, too.
Joe, Hollis, to me, Very Warm for May means all the things you are. The Jerome Kern song that filled the country last year.
Say, Rudy, let's go on with the play. I want to beat the sheriff.
Now, wait a minute, Joe. You can play the sheriff any time, but how often can we hear the girl who introduced all the things you are sing it? Hollis, do you remember the lyrics?
Well, I think so, Rudy. But you might help me with the music.
Right.
Thank you.
that was lovely. Don't you think so, Joe?
Yeah, but I want to play the sheriff. Come on, you promised, Rudy.
Well, we can't stop the play until I've explained the story of Robin Hood.
Oh, I know the story. It's how the rich get poor and the poor get rich before the rich who were poor before
okay,
the...
Joe, okay. In that case, I guess we're ready to go. We're off for Sherwood Forest.
Okay. In Sherwood Forest, wooded glen, dwell Robin Hood and his merry men. Gay outlaws with a life that's free. La 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 la. We steal from the rich so merrily. La 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 la. We give to the poor. We give to the poor. We steal from the rich and we give to the poor with a great love. Oh, an outlaw's life is a life for me. We're Robin, merry, merry, merry. Oh, merry men.
Hey, pardon me, bud. Hey, I'm looking for Robin Hood, the big time monster, hey.
Yeah, huh? Well, I'm Robin Hood.
Ah, cut it out, Taylor.
Now, listen, you, I'm Robin Hood, see? I'm the boss around here, see? These woods belong to my mob, and anyone muscling them gets slapped across the face with a wet daisy.
Now you're talking more like it, Taylor.
What do you want here, anyway?
I'd like to join up with your mob, hey?
You would, huh? What's your name?
My name's Little John.
Little John? Why do they call you Little John?
Because I'm a midget.
A midget? Why, you're 6 feet tall.
Yeah, it's got the doctor's puzzle, too. What do you say, hey? Can I be in your mob, Mr. Hood?
Well, that depends on whether or not you can get along with my band of merry men. You know, I don't permit any discord in my band.
Not like the Connecticut Yankees.
No, it's a different kind of a band.
Oh, these guys get paid. See, boss, I'd like to work you, hey? I hear you're a fast man with a bow and arrow.
There's not a man in the country quicker than the quiver. You see some shooting, bud?
Okay, hey.
See that tree way up on top of that hill?
Yeah, hey.
See that little hummingbird on the top branch?
Yeah, hey.
Watch this. All right, so nobody's perfect. Well, Little John, consider yourself a member of Robin Hood's band. Then bring out the ale, a drink, and a song for our new comrades.
Yay! There is a tavern in the town.
In the town.
And there my true love sits him down.
Sits down.
And drinks his wine as merry as can be. And never, never thinks of me. Fare thee well, for I'm a sleazy. Do not let the parting grieve thee. Oh, the time has come for you and I to say goodbye, adieu. Adieu, kind friend, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
Oh, I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well. And now I see him nevermore.
Nevermore.
He never knocks upon my door.
On the door.
Oh, oh, is me. He tender little note. I'll read you the words he wrote.
Words he wrote.
Fare thee well, for I must see thee. Do not let parting grieve thee. All the time has come for you and I to say goodbye, adieu. Adieu, kind friend, adieu. We'll put an
yes,
extra one in and take it out if we have to. A longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
Oh, oh, I'll hang in my heart. On a weeping willow tree, fare thee well, fare thee well, time
fare thee well.
Oh, dig my grave both wide and deep.
Wide and deep.
Put tombstones at my head and feet.
Head and feet.
And on my breast, just carve a turtle dove to signify I died for love.
Died for love.
And in all the blind and sea, do not let parting greed. Oh, the time has come for you and I to say goodbye, adieu, adieu, kind friend, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
Oh, I'll hang my heart on a weak sea willow tree. Fare thee well, fare thee well, fare thee well.
And a lot of farewells are being said here in America these days. Hundreds of thousands of children are saying farewell to the lakes and the beaches, to the sun and to the great outdoors. School days are here again, bringing with them a special problem to mothers. But here's Mary Preston, our Field Test Kitchen hostess, to discuss it with you.
Good evening, everyone. Yes, school days are here. And I often wonder whether we realize what a physical shock it is to transport children suddenly from the playground to the classroom, from intense physical activity to intense mental concentration. It's a time when their diet needs special attention if they're to retain that glowing vacation health. Above all, it's a time when they need a full quart of pure, wholesome milk every day. No single food can do more for them than milk.
Right, Mary. Milk contains those precious minerals, calcium and phosphorus, which help to build strong bones and sound teeth. It contains butter fat, which active bodies need for energy and fuel. It contains proteins, which are vital for good health. And milk furnishes those essential vitamins which tone up the system and help them to ward off disease.
So make it a rule, now and all through the winter, a quart of milk each day for every child. It's the cheapest health insurance you can buy.
And for your protection, insist upon milk that is seal test supervised. Then there can be no question of its wholesomeness. Scores of seal test laboratories are contributing their skill and knowledge to its quality and purity. Seal test men in white are personally supervising its production. A little later, we'll tell you where to buy seal test milk, ice cream, and other dairy products in your community. But now back to Sherwood Forest with Rudy Valley as Robin Hood, Joe Penner as the sheriff, and Hollis Jaw as Maid Marian.
Hey, Robin, what do I... We just caught two prisoners in the forest.
Good, hey, bring them in.
Right away. Here they are, hey. A beautiful girl, and I think it's a man.
A skirt and a squirt.
Skirt? You ruffian, do you realize that I am Maid Marian?
Not Maid Marian, the king's ward, lady in waiting to the queen. Not Maid Marian, she of noble birth.
Yes.
Out of the way, skirt.
Just a minute, Robin Hood.
And who are you?
I'm the sheriff of Notting. Ahem.
Hey, watch your punctuation.
Okay.
So you're the sheriff.
Yes, and I want you to know I stand for law and I stand for order.
Oh, yeah? What would you do if I slugged you?
Oh, nothing. You'd be surprised how many things I stand for.
Don't you know it's dangerous for you to wander around in the woods alone, Sheriff? Why didn't you bring your puppy?
Well, I couldn't. The poor thing just had kittens.
Wait a minute. Don't let this bandit make a fool of you, Sheriff. Act like a man.
Leave it to me, Marion. Now, listen, Robin Hood. I'm usually a pretty peaceful man, but for 2 cents...
Yes?
For 2 cents...
Yes?
For 2 cents, I'll guess you wait or give you a cane.
Shame on you, Sheriff. Afraid of this crooner. Can't you stand up and fight?
Fight? Well, I'm a terrific fighter. You know, I'll never forget the last fight I had. There I was minding my own business when all of a sudden somebody grabbed me from behind. So I fought for my very life, twisting, kicking. What a battle.
Who won, buddy?
My mother. She finally pinned it on me.
This is ridiculous, Robin Hood. What do you want of us?
£1,000 ransom. You're going back to town for the money, Sheriff, and I'm holding Maid Marian as hostage.
Keep Maid Marian here amongst these criminals? Look at that little angel. Well, she's a sheriff. Just a little golden-haired sheriff.
She is? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, shoot the sheriff to me, Sheriff. Now get going after that money, or else...
Or else what?
I'll show you. See that tree way up on the hill?
Yeah.
See that little hummingbird on the top branch?
Uh-huh.
Watch this.
Boy, that bird will sure take it.
Never mind that. You go and get that ransom money.
All right, but before I go, could I have one favor? I'd like a few words with Marion alone.
Okay, go ahead.
Maid Marion, come closer. I got a secret. Do you think it's safe to talk here? Who's that fellow standing next to you?
You.
Oh, well, he's okay. Come here, closer. Are you sure it's safe? Can Robin Hood hear me?
No.
Okay. Now, look. He thinks I'm going after the money, but I'm going to bring back 1 million soldiers. Isn't that a wonderful secret?
Yeah.
What a wonderful secret. Hey, Rudy, you want to hear a secret?
You mean about the soldiers?
Yeah, but don't tell anybody. Go on.
Maid Marian, as long as you have to stay here, we might as well be friendly.
Be friendly with an outlaw? You forget that I'm of noble birth. What kind of ancestors do you have?
Standard equipment, half men, half women. Oh, Maid Marian, who cares about the ancestors? Come down to earth and be your own sweet self.
Well, you are sort of nice for a roughneck.
Now, that's more like it. You see, Maid Marian, perhaps I'm a little crude in my ways, but I can think of manners and customs and courtesies while my people are being ground under the heels of tyrants.
Robin Hood... Perhaps with a little effort, we might make a gentleman of you after all. I might even get to like you.
Thank you.
man.
Oh, the sheriff.
Now, Robin Hood, my fine outlaw. My men have you surrounded, and you're going along with me to jail. Come on.
You go to
jail. So. But don't you understand? You're surrounded.
I don't care.
Well, you don't, huh? Well, why don't you change your mind and come to jail? We got some delicious bread and water. Yum, yum, yum.
I am not going to jail.
Oh, no? Well, you'll come if I have to drag you. Even if I have to fight out with you man to man.
All right, I'll fight you man to man.
All right, then it's man to man. So long.
Where are you going?
Out to get a man.
Enough of this cowardly chatter, Sheriff. I challenge you. Out with your sword.
Robin, stop. If you fight, your men will fight, and they're hopelessly outnumbered. But if you give yourself up alone and save your men's lives, you'll be a hero.
Is that what you'd like me to do?
Yes.
And I'll do it. I'd go to jail. I'd risk my very life if I thought that someday you might love me.
You mean you're giving yourself up just on account of this girl?
That, Sheriff, is something you probably would never understand. But I think Maid Marian does. I'll take romance while my heart is young and eager to fly. I'll give my heart a try. I'll take romance. I'll take romance while my arms are strong and eager for you. I'll give my arms their cue. I'll take romance.
Oh, my love, and you want me for me in the hush of evening when you call me. In the hush of evening, I'll rush to my first real romance.
While my heart is young and eager and gay, I'll give my heart away.
Come on to jail.
Hey, Robin Hood, hey. What's the matter, hey? What's going on, huh?
Hey. So who is this uncouth varlet?
It's Little John. He's the one that sees that nothing goes wrong around here.
Oh, from the Hayes office, hey? All right, you come along, too.
Sheriff, what will happen to them?
Oh, nothing serious. They might hang him a little.
Hang them?
On second thought, they will hang. Hang! Boy, am I mean.
I'm sure that no Robin Hood ever wooed a lovelier Maid Marian than Hollis Shaw. Those of you who saw her and very warm for May will remember her beauty and charm. Would you like to know one of the secrets of her vitality and allure? Then listen as we go to all of those communities where steel test, milk, and ice cream are sold. Ready?
In New York City and suburbs, the steel test milk is Sheffield Farm Steelex. The ice cream is Hydrox. In Staten Island, the ice cream is Castle. In northern New Jersey, it's Castles and Moglia. Now, here's one important secret of overflowing health. Drink plenty of milk and make it Sheffield Farm's new and finer flavored milk, Sheffield Steelex Homogenized Vitamin D Milk. Homogenization mixes the cream thoroughly with every drop of milk. And this gives a smoother, richer taste and tends to make the milk easier to digest. And with fall just around the corner, everyone needs those 400 extra units of the Sunshine Vitamin D, which are added to every quart. Order Sheffield Steelex Homogenized Vitamin D Milk tonight. And ask your Hydrox, Castles, or Moglia dealer for Chalk Glow, the Steel Test Ice Cream of the Month. Now we take you to the dungeon cell, where Robin Hood and Little John await their fate.
I can't stand it no more, hey. This dark dungeon. I don't want to hang. I'm too young, hey. I don't want to be hung.
I know. I guess we'd better try it again.
Yeah, we gotta try it again. Let's go.
If we had the wings of an angel, over the prison walls we would fly.
Hey!
I think they're coming for us, Little John. Get a grip on yourself. Pull up your spirit. Hold your nerve up. Hold your courage up. Can you do it?
Yeah.
But there's just one thing that worries me.
What's that?
Who's going to hold me up?
Robin Hood.
Maid Marian. You here?
Yes, I had to come, Robin. I can't let them hang you. Robin, I know you're proud spirit, but will you let me intercede with the sheriff?
Never. I will never hide behind a woman's skirt. What about you, Little John?
Bustle, move over.
Robin, here's the plan. I've brought along one of my dresses, the one and they'll think it's I leaving the cell. Then I'll remain here until you get away.
But what about Little John?
Well, don't worry about me, boss. I'll be all right. Hey, just slip into this dress.
All right.
Now into the wig and veil. That's it. Gee, boss.
What?
Gee, you're pretty.
Okay, but don't forget, we're only kidding.
Hurry, darling. The sheriff is coming into the garden.
Don't worry. He's so dumb, he'll never know me in this disguise. Goodbye, darling.
Goodbye, Robin. Good luck.
He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. He loves me. He loves me not. Boy, she in a rut. Well, look who's there, Maid Marian. Hey, Marian, wait for me. I've got you alone in the garden at last.
Unhand me, you beast.
Beast? Is that any way for my little babesy waves to talk to your little sheriffy wares, beast?
Sheriffy wares, you don't look out. Babies and a chicken is.
Teesy weetsy.
Why, Maid Marian, have you changed? You're taller, your voice is husky, and. Marion, what a strange nose you have.
Better to think through, my dear.
But look, there's something different about you. That hat, it's simply divine.
Do you really like it?
Mm-hmm. Like it? I did. It gives you something to get rid of it. But I don't know. I still got a feeling that there's something different about you. Marion, did you always smoke cigars?
Certainly.
Did you always have them big feet?
No.
Did you always have that Adam's apple?
Of course.
Gee, you're pretty. But still, I think there's something fishy about you.
All right, that's the way you feel. You don't love me.
Oh, don't say. Sure I do. You smoke cigars, you got big feet and an Adam's apple. And in fact, you look like a gawky saxophone player from Maine. But you're mine, and I love you. Darling, I can't resist you no longer.
What's wrong?
Hey, Marion. Hey, what's going on around here?
Oh, Sheriff. So you've met my aunt Brutally.
Aunt Brutally? There's something funny here. Hey, Aunt Brutally, come here. Aunt Brutally, did you ever go to Yale?
Why, whatever do you mean?
Aunt Brutally, wait, I got an idea. Aunt Brutally, take this bow and arrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to find out who you are. See that tree way up there on the top of that hill?
Mm-hmm.
See that little hummingbird on the top of the branch?
Mm-hmm.
What do you know? I guess you are Aunt Woodley. Robin Hood!
Yes, I'm Robin Hood. And I've got this bow and arrow pointed right at you, Sheriff, and I'm marrying Maid Marian. Now stop running.
I'm going. Maid Marian, I don't ever want to see you again. And it's for you, Aunt Woodley. I wouldn't marry you if you were the last man on earth.
Marion, my sweet, now that we're free, will you come to Sherwood Forest and live with me among my people?
Yes, my dear. I'd never be happy anywhere else.
Come, dear. My merry men will welcome us.
You who had dreams, if you act, they will come true. Turn your dreams to a fact, it's up. If you have the soul and the spirit, never fear it, you'll see it through.
Forth, stand it far, of the heart, with their part.
For the strong obey, when a strong man shows them the way.
Forth, give me the men who are tough, hard to men who will fight.
Far from me with ten who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more.
Shoulder to shoulder, and boulder, they go as they go to the war. Then there's nothing in the world
college life featuring Walter O'Keefe and Joni Edwards. Until then, be sure to look for the red and white seal test symbol. The Judy Valley saying, what is
S and its member company, Product Corporation.